and then began driving east. According to the Weather Channel, every state from Texas to the mid-Atlantic was affected. The storm spawned dozens of tornadoes, knocked down trees, cut off electricity for hundreds of thousands, and killed at least 18 people. Hundreds of buildings were destroyed.
We heard the rumble and we started looking and we saw the tornado. We could tell it was going to be about a mile or so south of us, but you could hear it and we knew that it was going to be bad.
And the system was still threatening Americans when we produced this show. It was moving northeast toward Virginia and even threatening New York with strong winds and heavy rain. 39 million people in 11 states faced the possibility of severe weather on Monday. It was an emergency on top of an emergency. It brought new challenges to state governments, which were trying to find a balance between keeping people safe from the storms and keeping people safe from coronavirus. As severe weather approached Mississippi, government officials said finding shelter was more important than social distancing, that they said if people went to a public shelter, they should keep their noses and mouths covered. Louisiana's governor asked some hotels to provide rooms for people who lost their homes so they wouldn't have to risk catching coronavirus at a public shelter. Hotlines were set up to help them find a place to stay, and states of emergency have been declared to